What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are you above average or below average? That's a question for you listeners out there. What do you think? We've got a study here, a comprehensive new poll. All right?
All right.
More than 70% of Americans believe they are above average or far above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty.
Okay.
More than 60% believe they're above average in ethics, reading ability, empathy, open-mindedness, attention to detail, and sense of humor. Apparently, we have a pretty good opinion of ourselves.
Yeah, well, if you're going to take the time to answer a poll, you might as use things up a little bit.
How honest is it? It says here that women are more likely, or were more likely, to believe they're better than average at all of those, except sense of humor. 67% of guys think they're above average compared to 53% of women. When it comes to humor, only a little over half of women say they're above average. Okay. Biggest swing in the other direction was empathy, which may not be surprising.
That's not surprising.
69% of women think they're more empathetic than the average person compared to 56% of men.
All right.
On the flip side, only 15% of Americans say they're above average in running.
Well.
And 16% say they're above average in dancing ability.
How many?
16%.
16, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Another little poll there for you to think about.
Oh, well, another.
Let me see if I'm above average.
A more accurate reflection would be how other people rate you as empathetic or ethical or...
Yeah.
See how that measures up.
I went to something a few years ago, the place where I worked, and this is always fun. Don't do it if you can get out of it. They did tell I was a supervisory position for a number of people, and they decided to come in and ask them anonymously what they thought of me.
Well, that's always fun.
Whew. Talk about a humiliating affair.
Yeah, anytime anything's anonymous. Just like social media and things like that.
I didn't
People
do well.
Can certainly spew what they want if they're not held accountable for it.
I concluded that I'm just not much of a person after looking at that. Anyway.
You know, I'm going to have to go back to the podcast and take a listen to it because I was listening to you list off the subjects in which people were considering themselves above or below average. And, you know, I perked up at about four of them thinking, yeah, that's me. But I think there were a lot more than four, so maybe I'm not very...
Trustworthiness? Loyalty?
Nope.
Honesty?
Nope.
Reading ability?
Yes.
Ethics?
Eh.
Empathy?
Yeah.
Okay. Open-mindedness?
Nope.
Okay. There you go. All right. Jad's rating himself right now. Are the rich paying their fair share? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I recently received a note from a listener who was critical of my comments, lamenting how many wealthy taxpayers are paying a lower percentage of their income in taxes than most middle-class taxpayers. I thought this would be a great opportunity to clarify a few tax inequities that I often point out. The listener cited the oft-used statistic, the top 10% of earners pay 70% of the taxes. While it is true that upper middle class earners carry a majority of the total tax burden, that statement does not really reflect my concern about the ultra wealthy and their innate ability to pay less relative to their income than the rest of us poor slobs. Well, let's clarify taxes, first of all. The top 10% paying 70% statistic is only about income taxes, not all taxes collected. Wealthy individuals once paid high taxes on corporate profits, which were typically their primary source of income, and estate taxes on wealth was passed down to their heirs. Well, these taxes have been significantly reduced recently. The top corporate tax rate in the U.S. was reduced from 35% to 21% in 2018. And the estate tax now generates only a quarter of the tax revenues it raised in the 1970s. In theory, the tax system is progressive, which means the more you make, the higher your tax bracket. But that's not the way it works for the loftiest incomes. In the 1960s, the 400 richest Americans paid more than half of their income in taxes, according to the New York Times. In 2018, America's wealthiest individuals paid just 23% of their income in taxes. Meanwhile, the bottom half of income earners paid 24% of their income in taxes. The current tax system gives the rich, the ultra-rich, a break that I believe is unfair. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
There's no doubt. Statistics all the time tell us, you know, the guy working on the line at a company, it took him 150 years to make what the CEO makes in 1 year, you know, stuff like that. It's a huge imbalance, but what do you do about it?
You can't do anything, really. I mean,
nobody's going to raise taxes on rich people in this country. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it does. It does. It gets me how these corporate CEOs that can sink a company, you know, or they make very short-sighted decisions that maybe bump, you know, that maybe goose the stock for a short period of time, but it's bad for them in the long run. They're making $200-$400 million as a severance package, you know, after they sink a company. It just that just blows me away. And taxpayer, you know, you're a stockholder, so you have a vote. But how many times, if you own 8 shares in your mutual fund, you know, how are you going to even know you have it, number one? And number two, are you going to actually be able to get together with all the other individuals and create a block that is going to vote in a certain – it's rigged.
How many times does a CEO go to a shareholders meeting and listen to people bellyache? Does that ever happen anymore?
Berkshire Hathaway, I mean, the Oracle of Omaha, he gives them. I mean, he's there. Now he's retiring.
Yeah.
But he's the one who he is at the meetings. He leads the meetings. He writes the reports.
Well, there you go.
You know, so there are a few, I think.
Okay. Today is National Bubba Day, honoring anyone and everyone named Bubba. It's not an actual name, but sort of a nickname or a pet name given to someone as a term of endearment. Usually a guy. There are more than 50 million people in the world who are referred to as Bubba. Now, my in-laws and my relatives down in College Station at Texas A&M have a little bit different Bubba definition.
Okay.
He's just a big cowboy doofus. You know?
I don't think I know any Bubbas. I'm sure I've called somebody, hey, Bubba, you know, or something, but
no, I don't call anybody Bubba.
You know any Bubbas, Ted?
A kid I went in grade school, we called him Bubba. Hmm. That was probably the last one, though.
Was he a big guy?
I mean, not overly, but no, he wasn't. Okay. He wasn't rail thin. But
did he? Did he fill the? Did you, everybody's expectation of being a Bubba?
I say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It was well, perfect cool. for him.
Oh, very good. Bubba Day. Celebrate in any way you like.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Coming in on a Monday. How about that? Good for you.
Yeah.
A little... Do you do any River Festival thing over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was traveling over the weekend, but yes, we got the boat in the water, and I'm going to give it a few spins out there. And okay. I guess we're expecting a little rain this yeah. afternoon, so I don't know what the thing is. We couldn't launch it Friday and Saturday because there's too many.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cubic feet per square foot or whatever, it was just too fast for us.
It was too fast.
Yeah. We needed around 2,000, 2,100 CFS, I think it is, or cubic feet per second or something like that. CFM, I can't remember exactly what.
So is this the Wagon Masters doing this?
The Wagon Masters, we built that boat when I was captain, and we've been given free rides. You just need a button, go there under the Douglas Street Bridge, and we give a little tour with a little bit of fake history of Wichita, actually true history of Wichita.
Sounds like fun.
But it is fun, but we weren't able to run it Friday and Saturday because it was just a little too fast. It slowed down Sunday, and we had about 530-some-odd riders that day.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I took that ride last year. It was fun.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.